Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And let's hop into the website. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great information, you go on the site, you pre-register for all of the upcoming events and webinars. They are vital with information you need to know. The Dow yesterday took a bath, lost over 540 at the close. The futures market is up about 37 or so as we speak. Lots to analyze. We welcome in Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you on this Wednesday morning?
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, it was a it was an interesting day yesterday, and I'm still on the mend here, so we're getting slowly getting better and feeling more myself as of today. So we had this day of the markets, as you know, first day after Martin Luther King Day. It's really a Monday, but now it's a Tuesday. Now it's a Wednesday because we had a day off. But the Dow was down 1.5%, the Nasdaq got down 2.5%, S&P down almost 2%. So we had this down negative pressure of the markets. The 10-year yield, which is now starting to get 1.86, that's a pretty high number now for people used to it. The reason why there's a sell-off, part of the argument is that higher interest rates provide a chokehold, particularly for technology companies, which use a lot of leverage to grow. That's the basic argument there. And so I think that is slowing, certainly putting some brakes on the market as we as any time you raise interest rates, it usually does. So that's, there's no secrets there. That's a normal reaction. What's not a normal reaction is that people is that you have stock prices going down and you have bond prices going down. So usually when the markets get jittery, Jay, you know, people get, oh my God, I'm really nervous. Oh my, oh gee, you know, what I have to do here? Let me get out of stocks. Let me go into someplace safe. And they buy bonds. And so the demand for bonds increases. You know, and so the price of bonds, because of the demands for bonds increases, the price goes down. They don't have to pay you as much because you have 1,000 people chasing your paper. And so what we have here is that we have bond prices, people who are fleeing safety or better yields going into bonds, and bonds, the values of bonds are going down. So we're getting a depressed market values and depressed bond values. So this is going to be a little bit of a tug of war here for the next, I'm sure, weeks. We'll figure this out and see which wins. But there's no safety in the bonds if you're worried about stocks. And so then people say, well, I'm just going to park it in a money market. Well, maybe those are going up. I will see how that shakes out. But we'll see how it goes out. We also have the oil. I'm not talked about yesterday, certainly at an 86.44, $86 a barrel. $90 predictions, some are 120, some major analysts. All right, we got a lot of news. We got a lot of wood to chop this morning. I'm going to see if I get it in a few minutes here. This morning we get news from United Health, Bank of America, Procter & Gamble. It's the beginning of our earnings season, really the first solid week of earnings season. Morgan Stanley comes out at 7:30 this morning. State Street, after the market closed, Discover Financial, not Discover Media, and United Airlines. At 4 o'clock, thankfully at 4 o'clock, President Biden, and I will say that thankfully, 4 o'clock, it's after the market's closed is why I'm saying that. He's going to hold a press conference on his first year in the office, which would be great. I'm sure you'll catch that, Jay. It'll be some fodder for you tomorrow. Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, will speak to the conference of mayors a little later today, too. So that's on the political agenda. Otherwise, hopefully a quiet political week. We're seeing value. You know, this is another tension here, aside from people leaving stocks going into bonds, thinking bonds is a safety and starting to lose their money in the bond market, too, is the tension leaving people leaving the technology, the FANG stocks, or Apple's, and Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Tesla's, and going at the value or high dividend paying stocks. It's like your Procter & Gamble's and Verizon's and things like that that maybe don't have a lot of growth prospects, but are paying a nice dividend. And so you're starting to see that. We're starting to see some of the value sector showing some strength coming in at the beginning of the year, whether or not it sticks, because, you know, technology is a pretty strong market. Whether or not it sticks or not is another story, but we're starting to see a good rotation in the first 2 weeks where the growth stocks, and particularly the tech growth stocks, down 6%, and the value sector up about 2%. So we're starting to see some movement that way. All right, Activision, major game maker, easily to understand company, does not actually used to manufacture discs that you would buy. Now everything's online, so it actually doesn't manufacture anything, but puts out these great video games, almost like movie production. They'll spend $200-300 million to do a Call of Duty series, you know, or something like that. And the graphics are just amazing. If you're in World War II, you're literally in these neighborhoods, as a single shooter game, walking through the streets of Normandy and things like that. Very, very well done. They spent, again, a lot of movies don't come out of $300 million, but they'll make billions. Very strong cash. Anyway, Microsoft has bought Activision in a all-cash deal. So
wow.
To me, this is So Activision for years traded, 70, 80, 90, 100, 108, I think it got up to, and certainly one of our, one of my favorites. Anyway, so it got into something where the, people are divesting. They had some sexual harassment suit, that there was a culture at Activision that wasn't woke enough. There were certainly some credible situations there. This guy, Kotick, was the chairman, still the chairman. Yeah. Is going to address it. Stock dropped because there's some pressure on some of these pension fund managers to release the company and don't have, so they divested. So the stock worked its way down to 62, 65. And then at that price, because you got to realize they hold $30 a share in cash. So you're basically buying the stock for $30. So Microsoft went and picked them up, and that was it. And so they got them on a discount, and the deal set for $95, which is about where we used to trade before the scandal. And we'll see where it goes. So big payday for those that have Activision. Good news for Microsoft. So now they're expanding their gaming to really in a new area. I'm surprised Apple, who also sitting on a lot of cash, didn't look at it. I mean, they did, but it smelled too much. But very, very interesting deal right there.
Stuff. I tell you, loads of information. Great report. Great report, especially on the bond stuff. And yeah, I will be somewhere at 4 o'clock, wherever I am. I will listen to what this president has. You know, they're trying to, I guess, push the reset button on him for 2022. He's only had nine of these. You know, he's only had nine. Believe it or not, can you imagine that? His first year in office, he's only had nine press conferences. Holy macro! I mean, listen. A quarter of the time he's been at the beaches of Delaware. I'm not kidding. That's what it's all about. But you know what? This is an important one. You know what? I want to see tough questions, please. Can I hear a couple of questions? Not scripted. You know, don't go to an MSNBC reporter, please, or a CNN reporter. You can take their questions, but, you know, spread it around. Spread the love around a little, you know? So we'll see what happens at 4 o'clock. That could be an important one. As far as, and you're right, after 4 o'clock, markets close. How convenient, right? How convenient. We shall see.
Jay, we have the Financial 15 today, the 13:15, the Great Resignation. Now, the Americans have quit their jobs. We're going to look at what the impact is on the economy. That's 9 to 9:15 this morning. We do have a bunch of people signed up, but please go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, for that 15 minutes, the Ferentino 15. Tonight, we have taxes and retirement, our most important class. Hey, it's a new year. If you heard me talk about it but haven't come on, you need to hear how you're going to get taxed in retirement and things that you can do today to help mitigate your taxation. And tomorrow at 7, we have Social Security, our most popular class, 7 to 8 o'clock. That's 1 hour. So tonight's class, 1 hour. Tomorrow night's class, 1 hour. And the place to be here is CraigJamesFinancial.com. Hope all is well.
You are locked and loaded, okay? So my recommendation is you're almost there at the finish line feeling 100%. Plenty of rest today because you are locked and loaded, my friend. Locked and loaded for the next couple of days. We will be listening and we will be telling the folks about it. Again, you got one of those great Ferentino 15s right after the show, 9 o'clock. You log on, CraigJamesFinancial.com. One tonight, one tomorrow. Good stuff. We'll be listening. You feel better now, okay?
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.